It's about 6 years since your previous collection, Legion, was published. How does a collection accrete? How does it begin to come together? Because obviously there are sequences in this new collection and there are major landmarks within it. So what is that process, you know, once you've finished one collection, that the new one begins to take shape somehow?
I usually find that when I've sent a book to press and when it's irrecoverable, there tends to be a fallow period. And I haven't, since this book went to press, I hadn't had a whiff of a poem for about 3 months. Though I did actually finish a poem last night. Well, I didn't finish it. I got it into a sort of shape where I can continue to look at it and let it suggest itself to me in different ways. I've often, but previously I've worked in book-long sequences, Mr. Punch, for example, News from the Front, or else, you know, perhaps sequences that took half a book. Marriage was such, Lepus was a shorter sequence, but nonetheless, they were the two sequences that made up the book Marriage. Legion, of course, is a sequence, and not only that, the poems in Legion that are not part of that sequence do form a continuum. Some of them do, in any event, not all of them. In this book, what I found happened was that I wrote at length, but it's a long poem. It's a poem in excess of 700 lines. In fact, I think it's 749 lines, actually. It's a poem called Elsewhere, with which the book ends. And then there are little suites of poems, for example, the Queen Bee Canticles, little suite of poems. And there are some poems which were commissioned by The Verb, all of which have the word blood in the title, and they sort of leak through the book. So there is a sense of a continuum or of a stretch. More than that, I think, there are what in filmic terms are called pickups that run right through the book. And I didn't know that was going to happen, but they're images, they are words, they are little descriptions of things or idioms that appear in different places and have a different weight. I didn't know that was going to happen, but I often don't know what's going to happen. There are people I know who make sketches for poems, and who have, as it were, an idea for a poem. And I don't think that's ever happened to me. And I did once suggest to Harrison Birtwistle, when he and I were talking about the way that we worked, and we both agreed that we did what Paul Klee referred to as taking a line for a walk. And of course, that equally well applies to painting and to poetry and indeed to music. And I suggested to Harry that we might write an opera called Flying by the Seat of My Pants, because I do wait for poems. I mean, this will sound awfully pretentious. I don't mean it to, but I can't think of another way of saying it. I do wait for poems to, as it were, deliver themselves. It's not quite what Ian Hamilton referred to as being of the miraculous persuasion. I'm quite happy to force a poem a little bit sometimes to sort of nudge it into being. To seek it, to look for it, because I've got the whiff, you know, I've got a whiff of a poem.